Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. I'll go ahead and give a summary of the audit report. As was stated, this is the audit for the year ended June 30, 2018. I'll go ahead and have a PowerPoint that I'll walk through and just get started. So my name is Farley Vander. I'm the president managing shareholder of Hinkle & Landers, the CPA firm that has conducted the audit. And I will hit a few items just to summarize the results of the audit that we've submitted to the state auditor's office and it has been released. And I'll just move through this. There are certain things that we talk about. All these things have been discussed in what's called an exit conference before we submit the audit to the state auditor's office for their review and approval. It goes through that process, and once it's released, then we have this meeting. So we'll go through a few communications. We'll talk about the results of the audit and any findings or recommendations we have. And then there are financial trends. We put together financial trends, but I will not go through that today. We went through those at the exit. I know we have a limited amount of time. We want to use that time as best as we can. So engagement team, I was the partner in charge of the audit, and the person who was the manager of the audit was McLennan Enriquez, and then we had Jake Connor and Rosetta Lee work as staff on this audit. And moving forward, just to identify what we do as auditors, there's audit can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people in different contexts. So our job is to determine if the financials are materially correct or not. So we go and we audit all your financial numbers, and we sample and tie out balances and things like that. We do a risk assessment and determine where do we need to focus our efforts. And our job is to, we give an opinion, are these financials materially correct or not? So that's the auditor's opinion. That's our main job. And then we also are required to look at the internal controls or checks and balances on your financial controls to make sure that they're what's called reasonable, so that they're worked, that they're created properly, and then that they're actually implemented, so they're working well. We do need to stress that we're not here to conduct a forensic audit or a fraud audit. We think about fraud and inquire about fraud at all different levels of the administration or the organization, the Carlsbad, City of Carlsbad organization. But we're not here to do a special audit or a forensic audit. If we found any fraud, of course, we are obligated to tell you. And we think about that stuff, but that's not the kind of audit we do. There are some other standards that we are that we need to apply to the audit, which are state statutes that say that if we find any kind of weakness in a good accounting practice, we are obligated to report that in possibly a finding. So that's a lower threshold than what the independent auditors are like nationally are required to do. So there's that standard that's out there under the state audit rule. And then the other thing that we do is, that's the financial side. The other side that we have to audit is the federal compliance. So because the city has over $750,000 in expenditures of federal funds, we need to conduct a federal audit. So we do that as well, and we test. We see if you have the compliance in place to manage those funds, and then we look to see that you are actually in compliance with the managing of those funds. So we do this, we put this audit report together, and the report comes so this body here can look at it and have confidence that the numbers are accurate, and you can feel good about that and use that for your fiduciary responsibility. Management has it for all their needs, and of course the public can always look at this audit report at the website at the state auditor. The state auditor has a website, and you can look up anybody's audit. All right, moving forward, this is some summary of the